views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intentional Living with Deborah Diane. We're here to show you how easy it can be to create your life intentionally by releasing limiting beliefs and repatterning your experience to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. We're here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, helping you to consciously create your best life.
Time to start living it. Time to start creating it. Time for sending love.
Welcome to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane, joining you live from Mount Shasta, California. We also have my co-host Gwen connecting in from Sedona, Arizona, an intuitive life coach with 35 years experience in alternative healing. Hello, Gwen.
Hi, everybody. It's so wonderful to be here, New Year's Eve.
So I'd also like to introduce our producer, Mark. How are you today, Mark?
I'm doing great, Deborah. I'm ready to finish the year strongly. Let's do it.
Absolutely. It's New Year's Eve today. We made it through the end of the world.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Quite successfully, I might add. Although I never really believed that anything like that was going to happen. But now that we all know that we have a long life ahead of us, let's talk about intention setting. This is the foundation of my clearing work, which is something that I've been doing for so many hours, I can't not even count, and something I've had so much practice doing. And what I have experienced is that the more you do it, the easier it gets, the faster it gets, and the more powerful it gets.
Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So this is what I do all day long, every day, is intention setting, and this is what powers the clearing work that I do. And I believe that your ability to manifest through intention setting has a lot to do with your belief system. If you believe that it has to be done in a certain way, or that only certain people can do it, or that you're not worthy of it, then that's most likely what's true for you. So one of the focuses of my work is clearing limiting beliefs so that we can all step into our inherent power and begin creating our experience consciously. So we're going to show you how that works today. The three of us had a conversation the other day in which we were discussing what direction we felt that we wanted this show to go. And this is basically a call-in show, and it's our intention to share this work with as many people as possible and to help as many people as possible move past some of the blocks that may be holding them back. And as of yet, we don't have a lot of callers. it's a brand new show, and I've heard people in the industry say that it's pretty incredible that we've had at least one caller per show, sometimes two, that we just started out last month. However, we want to be spending most of our time on the air doing clearing and intention setting with callers so that you can experience it live in action. And what we've decided is that I'll just let you hear the conversation. We've got a clip. Want to check in with the station and see if we're ready to play our discussion clip, which we just had the other day. Fortunately, my conference program automatically records all conferences, so we actually have a clip of what went on, and so let's check that out.
Yeah, I mean, I really, really learned so much by attending all the circles that, and continuing to work with you, of course.
And I think there's nothing better than actually doing it to illustrate that. You cannot explain this. You don't know until you experience it and sit with it. And then I do think it's the most powerful message to just have somebody observe it and model it. Like you said, it's the perfect word for it. It's modeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've read books on prayer and asking and intention, and I didn't know how to do it. Didn't matter how many times I read about it generally. Set your intention, ask for what you want. It's different from, like, having a real live example.
Because it's all talk until it goes into action and it gets modeled, and it comes alive for me. It really is incredibly. I was just thinking when we were doing it just a little bit ago, it's like how amazed I am at, you know, I can feel myself, my old self, starting to jump in and starting to try to figure the problem-solving thing starts going in. Such a different way of going at a situation than I've ever done in my life. And yet it feels so right and powerful.
Yeah.
And easier. And, everything. It's like, gosh, I spin my wheels. I spend so much time and energy going in circles, you know?
Exactly. We're not trying to emulate a format or people or teachings or what have you. We're just really living what we're sharing.
I think you're absolutely right. It's fascinating, and it's completely trusting of guidance, which is so exactly what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Really, yeah, cool. I mean, it's all of it, because, you know, it's like I love the fact that we, like, you know, laugh and laugh and laugh, because it's like the stuff that comes through. But that's life, right? It's like learning to and there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's like, how many belief systems have come up that I didn't know I had, or didn't want to know I had, or, like, it's like kind of silly. But, you know what, and that is huge in and of itself. For people to realize there's nothing to, like, we don't have to pretend to be perfect or great or, like, spiritual, yes, or have you. It's all in there, right? And we're just like, oh, there it is. Okay, let's clear that. Oh, okay. Oh, that's funny. I think I'm a goody two-shoes. Okay, yeah, let's clear the goody two-shoes because she's holding me back, you know, or whatever it is.
Yeah. And how funny is guidance? You know, I mean, that's like how witty. And, you know, I still have the old school picture of guidance and the universe and God and everything as being this sort of judgmentally kind of thing. You know, just a little bit like there's certain things I'm fine with, you know, like knowing that God knows or whatever. But then there's lots of things I just seem not know. And yet, it's like Deborah was touching on this yesterday in the teleconference, which was really cool. It was just like, you know, it's like everything is transparent to Sork, I mean, to guidance, you know. It's like everything. And so,
yeah,
and taking them up, and then, like, and they still love us, like, unbelievably, overwhelmingly. And, like, that still blows my mind. It's like I you know, the worthiness comes up in me, or the not worthiness comes up in me, and that all the shame and the guilt that I carry that's in there somewhere that gets kind of brought up and played with and let go. It's like, what is better than that? What a burden to carry around, you know, that's just,
yeah,
not even completely my own. It's fascinating to me to do this work.
Mm-hmm. It's so liberating, really.
Yes, it is.
We all know stuff comes up, but it's like, then, you know, whether we laugh about it or like, oh, really, I have that, you know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's just that the unknown of that, and you're comfortable and confident that it is from a very loving place that all of these things come,
yeah,
up, and that there's something you can do about everything, and that comes up. I mean, it can get cleared. It will get cleared, and it will move you to a place of unstuckness, and it's, you know, like an oxygenating place. And it's like, what a cool thing. When you realize it's possible, and then you start going, well, I want these really scary, dark places to get poked at, because those are the ones,
yeah,
that are jamming. But whereas the other, when you don't know that, you don't have confidence in that, you're still trying to figure it out from the data that's being presented, it's frustrating. And that's what we mean, that clearing, that we are trusting guidance. It's like we just did that,
mm-hmm,
a second ago. Why are we second-guessing that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a really good, that was a beautiful observation, mm-hmm, point in clearing. Yeah.
Well, I just want to say to that I approach it not just with willingness, but with enthusiasm, because of what I've seen it has done in my life, how I feel about myself, how I feel about my life, is that the more I release these limiting beliefs, the better I feel, the more connected I am to myself, to my life, to the people in my life, to, you know, my work, all of that. So, you know, I feel like, you know, I just, you know, take it all, please, you know, let's just keep going and take it all.
That's how I feel too. And when I first started working with people before,
you know, because I've always been that way. I find something out about myself, and, you know, I find out that I'm a miserable loser according to my belief systems, and I'm like, yes, I found the belief that is creating the Saturn in my life. Let's release it. So I've always been excited when I found these things, but, you know, when I first started out and I would say something like that, well, it's because you believe you're a miserable loser. You know, when I first started doing this, you know, I would get all sorts of reactions from the people that I was working with. And I would try to explain, no, that's good. It's good that we found that, because it's not going to be true for you in a minute when we release that belief.
Well, that's one of the reasons that I love doing these clearings with you, because we have so much fun doing it, because all of a sudden you'll say to me with surprise, is it because I think I'm a miserable loser? And then we're both laugh. Yes, it's true. Let's clear it. Oh, it's so great. Instead of like, yeah, oh, I'm such a miserable loser, and then you cling on to it. It's like, oh, no, let's get rid of it.
No, that's not necessary. The clinging is not necessary. Because you will no longer be attracting the people that are telling you you're a miserable loser, or the experiences that are making you feel like you are a miserable loser, because you don't have that belief system. It's not there anymore.
That's awesome.
I'm so jacked up. I love what you're saying and the exciting, and I love the willingness, going from willingness to enthusiasm, because that's exactly, that's the thing that is separates this work from almost anything. I mean, who gets enthusiastic about having their ego poked at? It's like when we're turtles, right?
The people that realize that as your ego is being poked at, you're also releasing it, and it's going to create a significant change for you. Those are the people that get excited about it.
It's the understanding that your ego is not who you are. It's just this temporary belief structure that's sitting there, and when you get poked at, you get to take it down, the parts that aren't serving you, and put in the parts that are. And it's just amazing process, and I just love it, and enthusiasm is the word. It is just exciting stuff. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I heard a quote that I really loved about healing is not something you do or that somebody does to you. It is simply releasing what you are not. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but I just love that, and that is so applicable to this work, you know, releasing what you are not.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Gosh, that was so much fun, that conversation. What was that? Three days ago. And we just didn't feel like we would be able to get the same message across by duplicating it in this way. So we just thought we'd play it for you. And what we decided is that until we start getting more live callers, we're just going to work on ourselves so that you can hear it, hear what we do. And many people have told me from attending our live events that they have gotten better at intention setting after hearing how I go about it, and, of course, releasing their limiting beliefs about it helps, which is something that we can help you with also if you want to do that, call in. So if you'd like to make positive change in your life, in any area of your life, and you want to be part of our show, get ready to call. We're going to be opening up the phone lines soon. First, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to demonstrate some live clearing for you, and then we'll start taking callers. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time to start healing. It's time to start breathing. It's time. It's time for forgiving. It's time. It's time to start healing. It's time to start giving.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. And click on the register tab to reserve your space.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane. We're here to show you how easy it can be to consciously create your experience by setting intentions. And like Glenn was saying in the last segment, in the clip that we just played, there are so many publications about how to do this, and although she's read book after book and listened to recordings on how to do this, she was telling us how she never really got good at it until she started attending my events and saw how I did it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Deborah. You know, I could read all I wanted to about prayer and intention setting, like you said, but after going to a few of the circles, I just found myself in the morning starting my day just sitting outside in nature, starting to set intentions by myself. And it was so easy just by having that modeling happening for me. And it's just become a daily part of my life.
Nice. And you've gotten really good at it, because I know you call me sometimes after you've worked with something and you said, well, this was coming up this morning. Do we need to do clearing around it? And I check in and I get, no, it's cleared. You did it.
I know. I get so excited when that happens.
Yeah. So we have another recorded clip of some clearings that the three of us were doing together a few days ago. And I'd love to share that with you also so that you can get a glimpse of how we do this when we're just doing this for fun. That is what it is for us. It's something we do daily, and we do it individually, and we also do it in small groups. And, you know, when anything in my life comes up that doesn't flow perfectly, I take it as an opportunity to figure out why, to explore my subconscious, or even my conscious beliefs, and to do some clearing and intention setting around that. So I'd love to check out the clip now. Yeah, let's do it.
Can we do some clearings around setting intentions?
Sure.
Because I know that I probably have some blocks to always really listening to what my deepest intention, my highest and best intention, could be.
I don't think that you do have blocks, Glenn, actually, to hearing what your highest and best intention. You have blocks to receiving them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
So there, I would just ask that all blocks to receiving what is serving me in the highest and best way be cleared, and that I trust that these blocks can be released easily and gracefully, and that I am open to receiving benefit from my intentions, aligning with my highest and best intentions. Clarity and discernment so that I know what those intentions are, and also clarity and discernment on when to be specific about what we're intending and when to surrender it.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll clear this for all three of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then looking at Mark, what's coming to me, you have you have a fear of setting intentions. So this probably comes from also recognizing in your life when you have said or thought things, seeing them come to fruition. Has that been a pattern for you?
I think two things are coming up for me. One is, yes, that some fear of the unknown and what might unfold, but also I think about resolution. Maybe it's the new year coming up, but when I think about resolutions, I think they never seem to last or work or whatever. It's like I see people kind of set them idealistically and maybe a me too, but the pattern, the modeling I've seen is people do, and then they just sort of fall apart 2 weeks later. Or, you know, the whole thing with gym memberships, everybody joins the gym in January and then and the gym's packed all January, and then February there's nobody in the gym. It's like, you know, I think there's some failure fear that I have too.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So let's change the belief that your positive intentions and motivations fade away, because you do have that, and you're testing really strong for that. And then show you how to maximize benefit, lasting benefit from the intentions that you've set. And then also clear your fear of calling in something for yourself that's not serving you. And we can clear the fear, but then we can also just set the intention, like I've done for myself, that all of your intentions serve you in the highest and best way, and show you how to surrender to that.
Love it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And Gwen, you could use some of these too.
Perfect. Thank you.
And then again, I could use some of these too. So we'll do that for all three of us. Thank you.
I love piggybacking on other people's stirrings.
That's the best part. It's efficiency.
Yeah.
And
yes.
You know, I'm all about efficiency. The least amount of words, the least amount of processing possible. Let's just create change as quickly and as easily as possible.
I'm all about that.
Yeah, I get. Actually, you could use some clearing on that, Gwen, because you are consciously, but there is something that's preventing you from. Let me see. Creating change as quickly and as easily as possible. Mark, you're pretty good with that when I check in with you. So let's change that for you, Gwen.
Great. I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, good. So, Mark, you still have the fear, checking back, you still have the fear of creating something for yourself that is not serving you. And I feel like this is coming from an experience that you've had in this lifetime. Something around 12 years old. Do you have any idea what happened around 12 years old that would create that fear?
12. I've been football.
Football, yes. I get
no,
it.
Okay. Yeah, well, I was just talking with my mother about this over Thanksgiving, and we were reminiscing about some things. But, yeah, I had a pretty bad experience with football, and my coach used to make us hit each other, like, in a circle, just like, go, 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 go. And I would come home so bruised up and everything, and I wanted to be a football player and a star and all that good stuff. And it was, I don't know, is that what's coming up?
Yep. So it was your intention to be a football player that created pain for you.
Uh-huh.
I get also, it wasn't only physical pain, it was a lot of emotional pain.
Very much.
Mm-hmm. So let's clear that experience for you. Clear with football. And then also clear with your 12-year-old, like you as a 12-year-old, for calling in an intention that ultimately created quite a bit of pain for you.
Yes.
Is what I'm getting. Yeah. Well, let's see. Do we need to know more to clear this completely? We do. Why did you want to be in football?
Make my dad happy. Make my parents happy. Be the one who excels. I have a mentally retarded brother, and I'm the one who, you know, can be the athlete in the family and can be the smart one and can be the overachiever and all that. So I wanted to. I mean, that's kind of been a theme in several other things, too, so that's coming up for me strongly.
So you were setting intentions based on what other people wanted for you. Let's clear your responsibility to provide for others through your own life in a way that's not serving you.
That's good.
And, And Gwen, I check in with you. You're clear on that. You don't do that, but I get that I do that as well. So thank you for bringing that to my attention, Mark. Let's clear it.
Let's do it. Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Gwen, I feel like there's something else coming up for you.
This is so bizarre. I kind of felt a little left out because I didn't get to clear on that one.
Even though you didn't have anything to clear?
Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, great, I don't have to clear that. It's like, oh, really?
Okay, well, let's find something to clear around that.
Exactly.
You've got the feeling left out thing. It seems like it's a fairly good-sized theme in your life. I get that you believe you're not good enough to be part of the group. Were you aware of that?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't consciously aware of that, but as soon as you said that, I thought, oh, yeah, that's it.
So what's coming up for you is something around the age of 14.
Well, I mean, what comes to mind immediately is boarding school, going to boarding school.
That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have to say anything else. It was the rejection you felt from your family by having to go to boarding school. Let's clear that.
Yeah. And I just want to point out, like, you know, how sometimes these beliefs that we have are so completely contrary to what we consciously believe. Because my conscious memory is like, well, my brothers went to boarding school, and of course I'm going to go to boarding school. And, you know, so that's what I've really consciously believed in my whole life. But you know, as soon as you said that, it was like, oh, it's with the boarding school piece. So it just really goes to show all of us that, you know, we have so many strange belief systems lodged in there. So let's clear them. Absolutely.
Yeah, let's clear it. Let me see. Yeah. Let me just check in. Can we clear this completely for her without any more details? Yes, we can. Good. Let's do it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Good. Now I get you believe that you're good enough.
Good.
And that the feeling left out theme has been completely cleared. Wow, that was so much fun. And we had so much fun with them almost every time. It's one of the things that I love about working with you, Gwen, is that you think this is fun, as funny as I do.
I know. I mean, this is our entertainment, really.
Well, I mean, it's more than just entertainment. But
it is
funny how... Like when we find those subconscious things that are causing certain experiences to perpetuate or patterns in our life, I think it's great. And you know, I'm always for, you know, finding out more about myself. But I know that it's not always easy to expose all of your subconscious stuff to everyone listening to the show. And I so appreciate Mark and Gwen, both of you, for being willing to do this with me and to be so open and sharing what's going on with you. But I want to let all of our listeners know that it's not necessary for you to give us your name when you call into the show, because I'm not connecting in through your name. I'm connecting in through divine guidance. And divine guidance knows exactly who you are, so it's not necessary for me to have your name. So if you want to call in and you want to participate in some of this and clear some of your stuff on the air with us, feel free to call and give me your middle name, make up a name. You can call yourself Banana Joe or Mickey Mouse. It doesn't matter, because that's not the part that's important to the process. The part that's important to the process is your willingness to accept what comes up for you and your willingness to release it. And then we can make it really easy for you.
So true.
So we're going to take another break right now, and then we're going to start checking in with some live callers. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intentional Living. Gosh, we've been having so much fun listening to our conversations. Am I echoing or is it
yes.
me?
No, you're echoing. You're definitely echoing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Okay, good.
Much better.
Yeah, just set my intentions and not echo, and there it's just gone like that.
Twice
fast and effective.
So I think it's about time to take some callers. I'm so excited about this. We have Therese calling in from Orlando, Florida. Therese, how are you?
Yay.
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good. What can we help you with?
Well, I've been listening to the show, and I actually did participate in one of your circles. So I have experienced the relationship clearing. But I was just wondering, as far as setting intentions, I've been having a little bit of trouble, like, actually figuring out which intentions, you know, to really go for. Or you talk about the highest and best intention, and I was thinking it should be aligned, say, with my purpose, which is something I've never really figured out what it is. Like, I keep changing it. So I'm just wondering how to perhaps clarify that.
Clarify what your purpose is?
Well, I guess it boils down to that, you know. Okay. Usually it's a matter of giving up this or this project, let it work. But, you know, it seems that I often change them, or as the previous person was saying, you just drop them, or, you know. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking how to get one that's really more to the core of the matter.
Well, what I'm getting about you is it's not really about not knowing your purpose. It's about fear of taking things to completion. That seems to be the big block for you. So let me check in with this and see what we need to know about this. It seems like this is a pattern that you've picked up from your mother. Were you aware of that? I mean, does that make sense to you?
I'm not sure, because my mother really... never, you know, she was just a regular old-fashioned mom who stopped her career and took care of kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she ever really, to me, she never had intentions, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's the stopping her career, stopping what the direction that she felt like her life should be going to have kids. And I also feel like she loves her children very much, and she's very satisfied with that change in direction. But I just see her like dropping everything and then completely taking a new direction. And that's where your fear of completing comes from, because you're actually picking it up from her. You're picking up that pattern from her. So that's the first thing I'd like to clear for you. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we're also just going to make sure that whatever comes up in this conversation, that we're only going to clear what's serving you in the highest and best way. Obviously, this fear is not serving you. But we're only going to make those changes that are serving you in the highest and best way with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that all changes are in alignment with the greater good. And that you receive maximum benefit from everything we do today in the safest, easiest, most graceful, and most loving way possible. I'll just go ahead and say all that while we're continuing to clear, because I actually feel a lot of energy moving right now. So while we're doing this, because this one's going to take a while, this is a huge fear for you. How did you like the call? I thought your name looked familiar. You've only been on one of our teleconferences, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
What I noticed is sort of like that I'm not going back and thinking about these people, or, you know, not like to have, I don't know how to, it's sort of like a numbness, actually. You know, like I just sort of, I draw a blank when I think about them.
Okay.
Instead of having issues and arguments. Or, pardon?
Good. Yeah, that's great. You were able to release all that stuff that was there between you. That's great.
I feel like it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it actually changes the relationship if it's somebody that's still involved in your life. Like, some people have told me that they instantly can tell a shift in the relationship and even how the other people are acting towards them or treating them once we clear all that energy between you. But if it's not somebody that you're engaged with on a regular basis, it can just be a shift in perspective or a lightness, or like what you said, just releasing, you know, the arguments or whatever you've been through, where it's not continuing to affect your current relationships. So, you know, thank you so much for sharing. We're still clearing fear, by the way. I don't know if you can feel this. It's definitely not necessary for you to feel it, because I'm checking in with it, and what I'm getting is that you are clearing. But I'm just curious, can you feel this? Because it's huge.
It feels like my heart is pounding, and it, you know, I haven't been running or anything. It's
uh-huh.
I feel like, yeah, it's definitely like a nervous pounding.
Now I feel like my heart is pounding from this clearing. It's huge. So let's see. It feels like it's going to be a little while longer. Just a second. Let me check in. Okay, there's a part of this fear that you're still hanging on to. I see you as a little girl around 3 years old, not wanting to let go of some of it. And what I feel like this is your adoration and respect for your mother. Like you're wanting to do things the way that she did, because that three-year-old little girl in you still thinks that she's perfect, like everything that she did was perfect. And so let's change your belief that, like, that setting new patterns or intentions for yourself that are different than your mother's is in any way disrespectful to her, or in any way reflects your, like, any kind of negative feelings or, you know, thoughts about how she lived her life. Can we do that?
Yes.
Does that sound good to you, Teresa? Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, now it's moving a lot better. I mean, a lot faster. Okay. Let's see, there's something else coming up. I feel like you're not attached to the fear anymore. Oh, let's just do some you know, basic intention setting, opening up the beliefs that it's possible for you to take things to completion. Let's align you with your highest and best good. Let's align you with pure divine mother might. Let's call in your life purpose, because it actually hasn't even come to you yet. Because you've been working on this pattern, kind of spinning your wheels. So let's call that in for you. Show you how to align with your divine purpose in the highest and best way. Clear any fear that you have to doing that. Show you that it can be easy and graceful and comfortable for you. You know, there's something in you that feels like it's too big, it's too much for you. Like, you just really want to play small time. I mean, you don't want to do anything that's really important. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, it's sort of been, I've been conflicted about that, because part of me has always felt like I needed to do something important, and the other part of me is more like, well, you should support your family better, you know, or, you know, sort of a dichotomy.
Well, let's show you how to fulfill your own purpose and support your family in the highest and best way, and show you that both of them can be done at the same time, like it's not one or the other. And I think that's all. I think that's all we've got to do for you. So let's do all that, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Okay.
Thank you.
Now I get you're aligned with your divine purpose. Is there anything blocking or resisting Therese from fulfilling her divine purpose? Nope. And does she feel safe and comfortable in taking things to completion? Yes. That all cleared for you. That's great. We're not quite done yet. I'm still feeling a lot of energy move, so give me just another few seconds. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I'm sort of, my mind is working a little too much, I think. I'm like going, what's the purpose, you know?
did the feeling in your heart, did that calm down? You said it was beating quite a bit.
It feels more excited than beating now.
Okay, good. Yeah, you had a little bit of a difficult
nervous
time releasing the fear, but I get it's gone, and I feel like things are just going to come into place really, really clearly for you really soon, and I definitely don't sense any blocks to taking things to completion, which is a new thing for you, so... Thank you so much for calling in. I would love to hear feedback from you. Please send me an email. You can go to my website. I know you've already been there because you've been on a teleconference, but it's consciousrepatterning.com, and then you can send me a website by clicking the contact button. Let me know how you're doing, and maybe we'll even have you come back onto the show and just tell us a little bit more about your experience, okay?
Excellent. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you. We are
happy
ready
New
for
Year.
Another break. Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's go ahead and take another short break, and we will come right back. We've got another caller holding on the line, so we'll do some more conscious repatterning for you. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Welcome back to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane. We have been having such a great time talking about setting intentions and doing clearing on the show today. And very excited. We have another caller in the queue, Mark from Los Angeles. What can we do for you today?
Hi, Deborah. I'd love to do a clearing for my finances, my health, and my friend Peter.
Oh, my goodness. No pressure. We'll do it all really quickly for you. Right there. Let me check in. I want to check in and see what's the highest priority for you. Is that okay?
Sure, of course.
Okay. Actually, I do get your finances as the highest priority. You have a pretty big block that actually feels like it's been there your entire life. We're ready to clear it. I think we can clear it right now. Something about your grandfather is coming in. We don't need to know which grandfather it is, but let's do a clearing between you and your grandfather, because I feel like this is having a pretty big influence on your finances, and then we'll check in and see what else comes up, okay?
Okay. Terrific.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So I'm going to multitask here. We're going to move really quickly so we can accomplish as much as possible for you. You said your friend Peter as well?
Yes.
Okay. This block that's clearing for you is huge right now. I mean, I can't even describe how much energy I'm feeling moving, but we're just gonna stack the clearings on top of each other. Let's also clear between you and Peter. Thank you. So it feels really clear with you and Peter. Nothing's stuck, so that's already done, and we're not even close to completing this financial block clearing. But let me see what else, if we can go ahead and do some more multitasking. It feels like you're afraid of financial success. Did you know that?
Sure. that makes sense.
Can you tell me anything about that?
Well, I just try to let money take care of itself, and I guess I try to give it as little attention as possible, and it doesn't lately it hasn't taken care of itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's clear with you and money, because I also get that you don't even like money, and this is a pretty big financial block for you too. Were you aware of that? Is that conscious, or are we digging into your subconscious with that one?
Well, I don't know that I've thought about liking it or disliking it. It's a necessity, and pay Caesar what's due Caesar. But recently I lost out on two inheritances, and I figured that I must have had something to do with losing out on it.
Absolutely.
So,
mm-hmm.
But I thought that those that were supposed to take care of it would do the right thing, and they took it for themselves, and consequently my life could be very different.
Okay.
Had I
well, let's show you. Let's clear between you and money. Let's show you what is your responsibility with money and what isn't. Show you like how to be an active participant in your finances, when it serves you in the highest and best way to do so, and when to just surrender it and release it. Okay, I'm getting a when you could use this one too. And actually, I can too. So we're going to jump in on the clearings with you and receive those for us as well. And let's clear your fear of money. Let's show you how to integrate healthy finances into your life in the highest and best way. You could use worthiness of that. And you need to know that it's possible for you. So let's start with all that, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And then that's for me and Gwen, too, thanks. Mark, yeah. I feel like you're fine. You don't have any of that. Lucky you. Lucky you.
A little left out.
Oh, that's right. We cleared that for Gwen earlier. We didn't clear it for you. Well, we'll work on that later. Okay, so let me check in. Oh, I feel like that's it. Gwen, how do you feel? Do you feel like there's more to do with Mark? It actually feels pretty good.
Yeah, not to do with money. I was just getting a health piece.
Okay. Let's see what we can do about health. Let's just do some general clearings because I don't think this is something that we can go into in depth this quickly. We've only got a few minutes left in the show. But let's show you that it's possible to achieve ideal health. Let's align you with the highest and best ways to attain ideal health. Again, the worthiness is coming in, that you've got to feel worthiness of being healthy. You need to know that it's possible. There's something around, like, toxins and environment that, like, your beliefs around that that are preventing you from believing that you can be healthy. Let's clear and release all limiting beliefs around toxicity or environment that are holding you back from ideal health. Let me see, is there more? No, that's it. Okay, let's do all that, and I'll check in and see how you're doing with that, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I like to just ask for your conscious approval because it helps me to know that what I just said sounds good to you, but then it also brings all of you into alignment with what we're doing and helps you to integrate the changes that we're asking for and the clearings that we're asking for, in all aspects of your being when you actually say, okay. That's why you hear, in the clip that we played earlier with Gwen and Mark, you hear them say thank you when I say thank you. And this is a way of consciously agreeing to what we're clearing, but then also a little bit of gratitude thrown in there too. So that's why I keep asking.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like that's it. I feel like you are aligning with ideal health now. When you get a strong urge or, you know, an idea or some, like, synchronistic suggestions to start doing something that is going to benefit your health, please act on those because that's your part. The action part is yours to do. But I get that we've cleared blocks to your ideal health. We've cleared that big block and actually several smaller blocks to your finances, and it's completely clear between you and your friend. So I want to just thank you from the bottom of my heart for calling in and allowing us to do this with you today, Mark.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
Good.
And it's perfect to do it on the last day of the year. How lovely is that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Please feel free to send me an update and let me know how things have shifted for you. You can do that through my website at consciousrepatterning.com, and maybe we'll have you back on and let you share some of your experiences with us.
I would love that.
Great. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, happy New Year to all three of you. Mm-hmm. I very
happy
much
New
appreciate
Year.
It from the bottom of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank nice. You. Wow, well, gosh.
Lovely evening.
The time goes by so fast. We're already at the end of our show, but I want to say thank you all so much. Please have a fantastic New Year tonight. If you're celebrating, please remember to be safe, the mother in me. You've been listening to Intentional Living with Deborah Diane. If you'd like to contact me, please go to my website, consciousrepatterning.com. You can send me an email really easily right there from the contact page. And, of course, we would love for you to join us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern, for more life clearing, more intention setting, and more fun. Remember to find someone or something to be grateful for. It helps. And once again, have a special Happy New Year. We'll see you next week.
Happy
Bye.
New Year.
You're listening to Intentional Living with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information or to schedule a session, visit www.consciousrepatterning.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.